You're listening to Made Theory. This is a show where you'll learn the ups and downs of growing a business, the lefts and rights of marketing, and the ever-changing world of advertising. In large part, this show will cover the theory of how people made it. Let's
go! Today's episode, we'll be discussing the future of voice and voice commands. We used to think recording ourselves for social media was insane. Now it's a part of many people's lives. Tune in now.
Is voice going to take over?
Voice?
Voice.
I mean,
will voice take over?
I'll tell you this.
Visual, text.
I use it right now when I'm in my vehicle or in a spot where I can't be touching my phone and I need to tell somebody via text something. It's the best thing that I've, you know, applied with my voice and my phone is a quick text to somebody saying, hey, Siri, text this to whoever, send, done. It's like,
it's easy.
I just started doing it 6 months ago. And I could have been doing it 2 years ago. And it's like, oh, why haven't I done this? You know,
do you ever do it in public?
No.
Right. So I could argue either way. I think from a perspective of saving time and being able to multitask, voice is very important. I also use voice text in my car all the time. I hate using it if I have passengers or other people in my car. I think it's a major privacy issue. But you know, I definitely when I'm by myself, I use it very frequently and I text with it. I command my phone to call people with it. It's really, really convenient and allows me to focus on other things that I'm doing, like driving, for example, so that I don't have to take my attention away from that and focus on typing something on my phone. On the other hand, I would never use it in public, and that's going to continue to be a huge problem. We went to text message because people didn't like saying things out loud. So we moved to text, and now we're shifting back to voice. And the question is, where is it all going to land in the end? Are people going to favor voice over text or text over voice? Or are we going to continue to go back and forth forever? Into eternity.
I mean, that's a great point, though. I haven't thought about that when I think about voice is like, when am I going to actually use it? And when I've heard people talk about it, they're like, oh, yeah, when you get up in the morning, you're doing your routine and like you use your voice to, you know, command some information into your brain. That makes a lot of sense. But you're absolutely right. You're not going to use it in public. It's not going to be, you know.
Right. If you're somebody that takes public transportation, for example, it's very rare that you're going to see somebody on a metro train or a bus or even in an Uber, you know, hey, Google, call so-and-so.
In that sense, it'll never bury, you know, visual ads. Let's say if, you know, voice ads come into play, like you're going to have to hit all the people that are on the subway, not using their voice with visual ads.
You know? And you can't see things with voice. You know, people still,
not yet.
People are still interested in visual content. I mean, that's not going to go away for ever, right? Oh. As long as we have eyes, that won't go away. So people are always going to have to turn to visual content throughout some part of their day. I think the question and the argument amongst the experts is really, which medium is going to get more attention, voice or visual? I say very close split. I could picture myself using voice about half the time,
yeah.
But I would stop using visual.
I'm excited to use it, you know, apply it a little more into what I'm doing. So, and then also just like, you know, kind of globally, like I've read studies or just kind of headline studies of that a lot of more people are like staying in, like indoors, like not being adventurous and going out and doing
Hence
stuff.
Hence our so other like, show that we did on malls dying and all that good stuff. Right. Yeah, people are staying in more. People are not as social physically. They're social online. This will blow your mind. I'll tell you what I think. AR is going to replace voice. I think voice is a temporary. I just thought of this right now, but it makes sense. I think voice is a temporary temporary band-aid on convenience, but AR kind of solves both problems, right? You still get the visual content, but you can react with the visual content once we get to a place where AR is ready for, you know, where we're there. You can react with the visual content in a convenient, time-saving way. So you don't have to take your attention away from whatever you're looking at to make something happen. For example, you're walking down the street with your Google AR glasses. You want to go to a restaurant. Instead of telling Google or Siri or any voice to give you reviews for the restaurant, you simply glance over at it and your glasses tell you if the restaurant is good or not.
Or yeah, or if you like, if you're around a new place, like let's say you're exploring a new city or something like that, and then you see a place that's interesting, you may not have time to stop by and check it out or do whatever, but you can like look at it a certain way and put a check mark on it with your finger, you know, through the air.
Yep.
And say,
sounds crazy, like, but you're like, gonna be able to do that. Yeah,
like you're telling Google to tell,
airmark.
Tell me about this later. Allow them to remarket me as well because I want to see what they're about. Like all that shit, you know, you'll be able to do that. With a wave of your hands.
Yeah, or if you're listening to music and you want to repeat or you want to mark down that you really enjoyed a song, you can blink twice or something. Like there's going to be so many different things that we can do visually. I wonder if we're running in the direction of voice so hard just to fall off a cliff eventually. Like is voice a temporary Band-Aid? It might be. Do you see a role in voice with AR?
It's kind of hard to like put it all like together, how it would look.
Will it work together? If you had the, you know, Google's glasses, which flopped, right? The Google AR glasses, they completely flopped. Let's say that everyone wore those though. We'll be there one day.
Oh, and then you're saying over like a,
how would voice play into that? Yeah. Like what, how would we, why would you want to say anything if you could see it all and you could,
that's very true.
Air check, like you said, or
back to the privacy thing, like voice isn't private, you know,
it's not. That's the biggest flaw, and I feel like that's what I can never get over when everyone says we're going to, or, you know, voice is coming back, blah, blah, blah.
Now,
it is now, but will it stay? I don't think so.
Now, we are doing a podcast, so people might think we're assholes, but this is different. You know, this is because a lot of people are, you know, have their headphones in all the time, and, you know, this is a medium that is, like, it's blowing up
right more than ever. And I'm not arguing that audio will disappear, but I'm saying this phenomenon of the voice takeover, you know, voice commands and whatnot, I'm saying that will fade back down. Just like I mentioned visual, there'll always be a place for audio content. People are always going to want to divert their attention visually or audibly depending on what they're doing. You know, if you're working on something visually that's important, you're going to listen to something else so you don't take your attention away from what you're working on. If you're listening to something that's important, you might watch something without audio. Whatever the case is, you have multiple spans of attention across your different senses.
Like for me right now, just in the last few months, you know, I listen to podcasts constantly. I have a commute that's like an hour long, so I usually listen to one or two maybe. Twice a day, even like almost three podcasts a day, essentially. And a lot of podcasts have audio, strictly audio versions, and they follow it up with like a video version. I found myself in the last few months holding out because they usually release the audio version on Tuesday and the video version on Wednesday, right? I hold out for the video version now.
Because you want to really... go after that visual stimulation.
So I put it on my dashboard, right? I don't watch it. But, like, if they pull up and there's something interesting and I'm, you know, I can glance, you know?
Seems extremely dangerous. Whatever happened to smell, taste, and touch?
It's still big for me, man. Smelling and
tasting. Are they going to make a do you think one day you'll be able to smell a story?
Yeah, I mean, if you eat at a really dope chef's restaurant, he's basically giving you a story through smells.
You're absolutely right, yeah. But will technology ever integrate with smell?
I'm sure it has in a little bit. Like, I don't know if you've seen, like, Chef's Table, where they're, like, the chefs that are getting really tricky with it, where they're, like, from how you order, from what you, you know, this is crazy stuff, right? So it's, like, from what you order on the menu, you think it's one thing. They set down something in front of you that looks totally different than how it was described to you.
But your smell affects the perception of your taste.
And then once you eat it, you're like, oh, that's totally different from what that looks like. And then trying to play this whole huge trick.
But
on
that's
your mind.
Not technology. What about how will that play into technology in the future? Why are we not seeing any advancements in smell technology,
you
taste
mean like
technology?
My Kit Kat should communicate with my cell phone.
I don't know. Like maybe you want to smell the movie that you're watching. Like they're in a warehouse of cheese, and you want to smell the cheese. Maybe you should taste it. I don't know.
There's an element of that somewhere in something now where it's like, now I can feel it a little bit or something.
They had 4DX in movies for a little while. That didn't go far as I know. I don't think that it was a huge hit, but.
And I guess they're
still doing it, right? But
they're trying to put those little pressure suits on like your.
Yep.
Video game.
So touch, you know? We're getting back to touch, but I'm feeling like taste and smell of a major comeback in the next 30 years, maybe. I don't know.
Oh yeah, when you get that Sprite ad, just all of a sudden there's a taste in your mouth.
Yeah, you taste the Sprite just enough to crave one, though. You don't taste it enough to be satisfied. You're just like, oh, I want more.
There's no delivery system for that, man.
There right now. Nobody's been focusing on that. This is the next big thing, man. Imagine if you could go to like a 7-Eleven, for example. You just mentioned Sprite, and you could just hit the drink aisle and you just open your mouth in front of the drinks. You get a little blast of the flavor. And all of a sudden you're like, okay, I want that one. That one's fucking delicious. I want to drink the whole thing. Taste and technology, man. Thank you for listening to Made Theory. Go ahead and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Made Theory Show.